We talk Logger football each Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. Coach Steve Precor is nice enough to join us. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Precor. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joel. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing good. Well, you continued the ball rolling this past week. Nice win over a Rib Lake team that's a very much improved and gave you a little battle there. A pretty strong team. That was a good win for you guys, wasn't it?
It was. They're a strong team. They came out of the gates swinging, caught us in the face right away. They scored early. Looked really sharp there. They had some really nice athletes, and Austin's going to do a good job there. But we thought we responded very well. And as we gained momentum, we saw our guys running really hard and blocking to the whistleblowers, and some got really physical, and I think we just wore them out by the end of the night.
Yeah. Well, we all know what your offensive philosophy is. A lot of running, of course. And you know tell me how you coach up your kids a little bit, because it is, you mentioned about that aggressiveness and stuff, and that's a key to your game, isn't it? Just keeping that aggressive and playing through the whistle and all that good stuff, right?
It is. It's something that has to be taught and learned. And they come in as freshmen, they're not super aggressive. We preach it, we pride it, and as the kids buy into what we're doing and have some success, especially the older guys will get the younger guys to follow suit, and you see them get excited when there's a big hit or a big block and things like that. And as that continues, it just builds within the younger guys, and eventually it's our identity, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, when you talk about the word aggressive, are you talking about like following through? You know, I guess sometimes you see someone will block someone and then they'll just kind of stand there and hold it. So define what aggressive means to Coach Precor.
So aggressive to me, there's a couple things. One, the less thinking that we do, the faster we move and we play free. As with anything we do in life, if we're not thinking about it, we just do it. We're going to be more aggressive. But aggressive, as far as into contact, we like to run through contact, not to contact. So I want to see you run through three people deep if you can, or get into their toes, step on their toes as you're driving their feet. Mm-hmm. So it's as people in general, when we run into something or you hit something, you tend to stop your feet as a protective measure. And yeah. This is learning to run through that.
Yeah, or an old guy like me, I fall down.
Right.
That's a whole other story. Talk about the defensive side a little bit. Have you been pretty happy with your defense, or what were some of the challenges that Rib Lake gave you there?
I've been really happy. So they have Talon Chitower is an absolute fantastic athlete. I think anybody would take him on their team. He's strong. He's smart. You can hear him checking things at the line of scrimmage, which is great at a high school level. He created a challenge. He's somebody, if you didn't tackle him with the first guy, he was going to make two more guys miss and then create some space. And he had a strong arm. He had his brother in the backfield who's a very similar athlete, just a little bit younger, and a very talented tight end who's big and physical and tough to cover. So once we established the physicality of the line of scrimmage, we were able to contain some of their plan, but they still made some things work, and kudos to their offense. But we did play fast, and we flew around like a little reckless abandon, and it's fun to see.
Right. Well, you have some key games coming up, especially the last three or so of the season. You got a Prentice team coming in this week that has struggled a little bit this year, but I'm sure, Coach, this is going to be one of those games where you just tell the kids, we can't overlook anything, anybody, and look ahead to what's, you know, the big game's coming. We still got to go out and get her done, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what the conversation was. We did receive a call yesterday that Prentice is not playing.
Okay, all right.
So they're a little banged up. They played Shawamigan this week, and I don't think they got out healthy.
Okay.
But fortunately for us, we were able to pick up Rosholt right away.
Okay. Is that a home game for
you? Still going to be a home game, thank goodness, because we've got a lot of things planned for one of our few home games.
Yeah. Good.
And Rochelle comes in undefeated, 4-0. They've got a back that's super fast. I think he's been a two-time state champ in the 400. Mm-hmm. So they're going to present something that we haven't seen in a lot of speed. So we're going to have to play loose and play fast. I personally, we didn't get film until right before we had film last night, and we, you know, had some time to look at it last night. So haven't had a lot of time to spend on a game plan yet, and hopefully I get a lunch break to do that today.
Well, the schedule has been a struggle for you this year, but you have to feel pretty happy with being able to add quality opponents like Oakfield and El Rashal. That's got to be make you feel good about challenging the kids, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We pride ourselves on being, you know, tough and competitive, and you know, you hear some say, "Ah, you're playing smaller school." Well, we'll play anybody that plays us, and the fact that we get quality opponents that we're not allowed to make the playoffs due to an average. I mean, our school would probably have 185 kids walking in our school right now.
Yeah.
But if we're going to say, hey, we could have, then we need to play the teams that are going to be playing in late October, and this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So same, everything on schedule, just a different opponent Friday night, you're saying, right?
That's correct. Yep. All right. Youth night, so we'll get to watch our flag footballers play at halftime, and it's parents' night before the game, so should have a nice, busy day at the football field.
Very good. Should be a good night. All right, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. Good luck to you on Friday.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Steve Precor, the Phillips Loggers. Rashal, the opponent Friday night. Everything else will stay the same. Our coverage also will stay the same. We'll have coverage of the Phillips Loggers right here on 98Q on Friday night. Shawamigan over on Trail Mix. No Brewer game on Friday night due to that doubleheader.